Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in to the Someone Cares broadcast. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis. I want to invite you today to get your Bible, get a notepad and a pen, call a friend, call a neighbor, let them know we're getting ready to study God's holy word. Today, I'm going to teach a lesson regarding the commandments of God. I do a lot of teaching on the commandments of God, and I want you to know the reason why I do a lot of teaching on the commandments of God. A lot of the voices of our day who say that we are under the new covenant, many of them don't even understand what the new covenant is. And this is why God has called me and sent me in the public to teach and explain the new covenant. The new covenant is God's taking his 10 laws, putting them internally opposed to externally, because in the beginning he wrote his 10 laws on stone. But in Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 31, he said the day is coming when I'm gonna make a new covenant, and then he said I'm gonna put them in their inward parts. That is the new covenant. Anyone preaching and teaching saying that the commandments of God are not for us today simply don't understand the new covenant, and they don't understand the epistles nor the gospel. All over the gospel, all over the epistles, all the apostles used the commandments, and they made up their letters and epistles. Everything they taught, everything they preached about came from the basis of God's 10 laws, even Jesus himself. And that's what I want to set out to prove today. After I finish teaching this lesson, I'm going to be airing a message that I taught some time ago, If Thou Wilt Be Perfect. I want you to understand that when the Bible talk about perfect, you need to know exactly what God is talking about. God is not calling perfect the same as we call perfect. We have a definition of perfect, and God has a definition of perfect. I think we need to stop and see what God means by perfect. And I'm going to set out to prove to you, according to the scriptures, that when you see God talk about perfect, he's just simply talking about perfectly staying within these 10 laws that he laid down in the beginning and in the new covenant. Staying within these 10 laws that he planted within your inward parts. That's all God called perfect. James said it like this: if you keep the whole law, talking about God's laws, not the law of Moses. The law of Moses consisted of over 600 some laws, but those laws was given when they broke God's 10 laws. God had gave them the 10 laws and said he added no more. It was never his intention to give them all these laws relative to the offering of bulls and goats and all these ceremonies. But that came as a result of them breaking God's 10 laws. But God's 10 laws is still active today. They're all over the Bible. They're all in the New Testament. And for any preacher to say that we don't have to honor God's 10 commandments, that preacher gonna have to answer Jesus and all the apostles and all the New Testament, because they all over it. And that's what I want to set out to prove to you today. In St. Matthew chapter 19 verse 16, listen to what the Bible says. And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But, now notice Jesus getting ready to answer the young man's question, because the question that was asked Jesus is, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? Now, if you didn't have to do anything to have eternal life, it seemed like Jesus would have stopped this young man, because Jesus is our teacher. He's our master. And whatever come out of his mouth is truth, because the Bible said that he's the way, the truth, and the life. And now he's getting ready to answer this young man, and he's going to tell him what he need to do to have eternal life. So Jesus' teaching destroys all the teaching of our day that say we don't have to do anything. Grace got us. Just look to the cross and believe in the finished works of Jesus. Now, I love the cross. I love the finished works of Jesus, and I love the grace of God. But you don't find any scripture that tell you that just because you believe in that, that that's the way to eternal life. Jesus Christ himself did not teach that, and none of his apostles taught that. That doctrine was made up by men, and it was inspired by demons. You have to do something to receive eternal life, and that's what Jesus is going to proceed to answer this young man. Now, to not believe this, you are simply saying you don't believe Jesus, because Jesus is getting ready to answer this man. I'm going to read it one more time. And behold, one came to him and said, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou will enter into life, talking about eternal life, watch what Jesus told him. Keep the commandments. Glory to God. Simple as that. Now, you're going to have to call Jesus a lie if you got another teaching or if you got another gospel or you saying you got to do something else. And I don't think no minister is big enough to say Jesus is lying. Jesus told this young man the truth. He said, keep the commandments. Now, a lot of people call keeping the commandments works. But let me share this with you. If you don't steal, how is that working? That is refraining from stealing. It seems to me that it's work if you choose to go steal. How is thou shalt not commit adultery working? That means you're not doing something. Glory to God. You're refraining from committing adultery. So to call this works simply means you don't understand what you're really saying. So Jesus said, keep the commandments. Now, how is it that Jesus is going to tell him to keep the commandments? Because Jesus is the one bringing in the new covenant. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So he's bringing grace and truth, and he's going to establish this new covenant. And this new covenant, he's going to put God's laws within your inward parts. Now, when he put them in, all you got to do is keep them. Glory to God. So the Bible says, keep the commandments. When you call on the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 4:12, after you've repented of your sins, you'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit come in, you're born again. There is no way a person can be born again without the Holy Spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That's in St. John chapter 3. And then in Titus 3, the Bible says, by his mercy, he saved us with the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. There is no way you can be washed in the blood of Christ without the Holy Spirit coming in, implementing that work. It takes the Holy Spirit to apply the blood of Jesus to your life because the blood was offered through an eternal spirit, that is the Holy Ghost. So for the people who try to separate these works and try to distinguish one from another, no, the Bible says that they are one and they operate as one. And for by one spirit are we all baptized into one body. So my point here in this verse is Jesus told the man the way to eternal life is to keep the commandments. Now, in Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 31, it says, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers, talking about the covenant of the 10 laws, and they broke them. He said, I'm not going to make it according to that covenant. He said in verse 33, but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws in their inward parts. Now he's talking about his 10 laws. That's why Jesus said, keep the commandment. Jesus came teaching, keep God's holy commandments. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments, even as I kept my Father's commandment. Jesus kept his Father's commandments. And he said, if you love him, you'll keep his commandments as he kept his Father's commandments. Glory to God. So the commandments is still in the new covenant. There's no way to get around it. You can't preach your way around it. You can't throw them away. Amen. And in a minute, I'm going to show you that Abraham knew about these laws. Glory to God. Even with the covenant God made with Abraham, Abraham knew about these laws. My God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay. I want to show you now that Jesus is the one who defined perfect. He is the one that's going to tell you what perfect means. Matthew 19, verse 21. Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect. Now, keep in mind this story. This young man said, I kept all these laws from my youth up, but something was lacking. Jesus told him, go sell what you have. Come follow me. Jesus was trying to tell him, yeah, you kept all of them, but one. The one he didn't keep was love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. He loved his possession and his money. And Jesus told him, if you will be perfect. In other words, Jesus was going to show the man how to be perfect. He had kept all the other commandments. If he'd have kept this one, he would have been considered perfect by Jesus Christ and perfect by God. Perfect just simply means keeping God's 10 holy commandments, especially under this new covenant when he put them in you. Just keep them. Glory to God. Matthew 5:17. It says, think not that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. I'm not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, listen to this now, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. The world would have to pass away before these 10 laws of God pass away. Preachers can preach them away. They can talk about them. You can say they're not in the New Testament. You can call them dung. You can call them whatever you want to call them. But Jesus himself, the master teacher, said heaven will have to pass away before these laws pass away. So if you're trying to teach this Bible and you're discarding God's laws, you don't really know this Bible. And the scripture says you are ever learning and you're never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Look at Matthew 5:19. Whosoever therefore shall break one of the least of these commandments, talking about the Ten Commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do, look at that, D-O, you got to do these, do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For every minister who will explain away God's commandments, say they're not in the New Testament, we're under grace. Well, grace is the law of the Spirit that gives you power to keep these laws of God. Hallelujah. So when you read that scripture, we're not under law, but we're under grace. We're not under that Mosaic law. We're not under law void of the influence of God, is what that Bible is trying to teach us. It's not saying we don't have any laws at all. The Bible teaches that the new covenant in Hebrews chapter 8 and Hebrews chapter 10 is that I will put my laws in your heart. Glory to God. And now we walk in the law of the Spirit. So Jesus said, anybody that teaching against these commandments and break the least of one of these commandments, you're going to be called least in the kingdom of God. So I warn you to be careful how you teach away, explain away God's holy commandment when they're all over the New Testament and all in the epistles. James 2:10. For whosoever shall keep the whole law, talking about God's laws, the 10 laws of God, and yet offend in one point, you are guilty of it all. That's what happened to the young rich ruler. He had kept all those laws, but he offended in one, and he could have been perfect, according to Jesus, in that story of the young rich ruler, if he would have kept that first one. He could have been considered perfect. Perfect is simply keeping all 10 laws after you've been born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Because when you're born again, they place within you. Now you keep them, you're considered perfect by God. I want to show you in Genesis chapter 17 and Genesis chapter 26 that Abraham knew something about the laws of God. I know the covenant that God made with Abraham, but God later on talked to Abraham about perfect and what perfect meant. In Genesis 17:1, and when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared unto Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect. So God had a conversation with Abraham relative to perfect, what he considered perfect. Hallelujah. Now let's skip over and go to Genesis 26:5. Because Abraham obeyed my voice, kept my charge, my commandments, that word is plural, commandments, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws, laws. So God met Abraham and said, walk before me and be thou perfect. Several chapters later, we see where Abraham walked perfect before God and kept all of God's laws, kept all of God's commandments. So Abraham understood the commandments. Hallelujah. Now, the rest of this teaching, we're going to go to the Old Testament, and I'm going to go commandment by commandment. And on each one in the Old Testament, I'm going to take you to the New Testament and show you that they're all over the epistles. They're all over Jesus' teaching, within Jesus' teaching. They're all throughout your entire Bible. So for anyone to preach and say we don't have to keep the commandment, first of all, you're violating Jesus' teaching. You can't be sent by Jesus to teach against Jesus. You can't be sent by God and you got some revelation that discards all the teachings of Jesus, all the teachings of the apostles, and call yourself a minister of God. No, you can't be a minister of God preaching against God's son. Hallelujah. So let's go to Exodus 20:3. Here's the first commandment. It says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Now, I'm going to take you to the New Testament and show you that this commandment is in the New Testament. Matthew 14. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. There it is right there in the New Testament. Jesus quoted the Ten Commandments to defeat the devil. Now, let's look at Matthew 22:36-37. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? We talking about God's laws. Verse 37 said, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. So the first commandment in Exodus 20 and verse 3 is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Now you see Jesus teaching in the New Testament that undergirds that first commandment. So that is in the New Testament, and that is under the grace covenant. Let's go to the second commandment. Exodus 20 verse 4. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image and any likeness of the thing that is in heaven above, or that is in earth beneath, or that is in the waters under the earth. Here's the second commandment. Okay, don't have any graven images. Let's go to the New Testament and see, can we find that taught by the apostles and by our Lord Savior Jesus Christ? If we can prove that this is in the New Testament, for all the preachers who preach against God's holy commandments, you need to repent and you need to understand that you go back to God and look at this closely before you come up against God's word. Jesus told a young rich ruler, if you want eternal life, keep the commandments. So to try to teach against this would be teaching against the teachings of Jesus. All right, again, second commandment, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. 1 John chapter 5, verse 21 is in the New Testament. Little children, keep yourself from idols. Amen. There it is right there in the New Testament. No graven images, no idols. And John bore witness to that. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, how you turned to God from idols to serve the living God. There's another quote by the Apostle Paul, to turn from idols, okay? So we see that's in the New Testament. Glory to God. Revelation 2, verse 20. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou suffered that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. You see three quotes in the New Testament relative to idols. So all of these apostles, Jesus Christ, all of them taught and used the basis of the Ten Commandments to make up their letters and their doctrine. Here's the third commandment, Exodus 20, verse 7. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Let's see, can we find that in the New Testament? Go to 1 Timothy 6 and 1. Let as many servants as be under the yoke count their own masters worthy of honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. There it is right there. Glory to God. Don't blaspheme God's name and don't blaspheme his doctrine. Revelation 16 and 9. And men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God, which had power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. Now you see men being scorched because they blaspheme the name of God. So that shows you that the third commandment is honored in the New Covenant and in the New Testament letters. Romans 2, verse 24. For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written. Here Paul is getting on people for blaspheming the name of Jesus. The fourth commandment, Exodus 20, verse 8 says, remember the Sabbath day, keep it holy. Okay, let's go to the New Testament, Colossians 2, verse 16. Let no man therefore judge you in meat, or in drink, or in respect of a holy day, or of a new moon and Sabbath days. Colossians 2, verse 17 says, which was a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. So he's saying that we don't no longer have to do it the way they did it in the Old Testament. You don't have to be judged by Sabbath days, because the Sabbath day was a shadow of things to come, and the body is of Christ. Now look at Matthew 12, verse 8. For the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath day. In other words, Jesus has become our Sabbath, and we're to keep it holy every day. Glory to God. So that a Sabbath day is addressed in the New Covenant. All right, let's go to the next commandment. Commandment number 5, Exodus 20, verse 12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. All right, Ephesians 6 and 1, here's Paul writing in his epistle. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother. Now here Paul is honoring this commandment in his letter, and he said, which is the first commandment with promise. So Paul honored the commandments in 1 Corinthians 7, verse 19. Paul said, circumcision is nothing and uncircumcision is nothing, but what matters is that we keep the God's holy commandments. So these apostles taught the commandments. Why is it that people in our day and time, especially your modern day grace preachers and your modern day cross preachers, they don't believe you have to keep no commandments? They teach against these commandments. But all of these apostles taught it. All of these apostles launched their doctrine from these commandments. Even Jesus taught them. So how can your modern day grace preachers and your modern day cross preachers be right? And they preaching against Jesus Christ and the apostles. Hallelujah. And it's good that you hear all of us, and you need to hear us and go judge us. And you judge us by the Spirit of God and by these letters, this truth. Amen. So whatever you hear, make sure this Bible is backing it up. In Matthew chapter 15, start at verse 3, go down to verse 9. Jesus got on those Pharisees by the all breaking the commandments of not honoring the father and your mother. And he said, you honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. So he got on them for breaking that commandment of honoring your father and your mother. I want you to go read that. Matthew 15, verse 3, down to verse 9. Let's go to the sixth commandment. Exodus 20, verse 13. It says, thou shalt not kill. Now, go to Matthew 5, 21. Go to Matthew 5, 22. Go to Romans 13 and 9. Now, I'm going to read Romans 13 and 9, and Romans 13 and 9 is going to go with all the other commandments. It says, for this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Paul said, love is the fulfillment of all the commandments. In fact, the commandment was nothing but love. The first four commandments deal with how you love God. The next six commandments deal with how you love people and yourself. That's all the Ten Commandments was about. So to say we don't have no Ten Commandments, and to say that we're not under this covenant of the Ten Commandments, you are literally saying we're not under the covenant of love. God has put these commandments in you. And when Jesus told that young rich ruler, if you want eternal life, keep the commandments, Jesus is telling him, I'm getting ready to start a new covenant. I'm going to put these commandments in your inward parts, and all you got to do now is keep them. And that's how you get eternal life. Now, for any messenger to say different, They are literally liars, because Jesus don't lie and these apostles didn't lie. Seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery, found right there in Romans 13, 9. Go back and read it. 1 Corinthians 6 and 9 said, know ye not that the unrighteous should not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, nor fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers. Paul making reference to this in 1 Corinthians 6 and 9. There it is right there in the New Testament. Let's go to the eighth commandment, Exodus 20, verse 15. Thou shalt not steal. I want you to go back to Romans 13 and 9, and you'll see thou shalt not steal right there in Paul's letters. And Ephesians 4, 28, Paul said, let him that stole steal no more. Well, where do you think Paul got that from? From the eighth commandment. There it is right there in Paul's letter, right here in the New Testament. All of the apostles taught their doctrine based on God's 10 laws, that is the new covenant that's within us. The ninth commandment, Exodus 20, verse 16, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, Revelation 21, verse 8. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and the idolaters and all liars, look at there, all liars. You can't bear false witness and think you're going to heaven. Go back to Romans 13, verse 9. You'll see that commandment right there in Paul's list. The last commandment, Exodus 20, verse 17. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Now, thou shalt not covet. Let me show you, it's in the New Testament. Romans 7 and 12. Wherefore, the law is holy, talking about God's laws, and the commandment holy and just and good. Look at Romans 7, verse 7. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin, but by the law. For I had not known lust, except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. There it is right there in the New Testament under grace. Right there. Glory to God. Go back to Romans 13:9, you'll see it again. I want to close with Peter and a couple other verses. 1 Peter 4:11 said, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. The oracles of God, he is talking about the Ten Commandments. Peter said, if you're going to speak, speak as the oracles of God. In other words, all your preaching, all your teaching should be in line with God's oracles. That's what the apostle Peter said. So all of these apostles embraced these commandments. In fact, all of their letters, all of their epistles was based from these letters. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Now, Revelation 22, verse 14. Listen at the last book of the Bible. Blessed are they that do the commandments. There it is right there. That they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter into the gates into the city. You are not going in the city if you are breaking God's Ten Commandments. If any man teach against these commandments, he going to be called least in the kingdom of God. Jesus said heaven and earth are passed before these commandments pass. And to say we have no commandments in the New Testament, you are ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And I want to show you what the Apostle John said about listening to people who preach against God's holy commandment. Second John, only one chapter. And I want you to read the beginning of the chapter, and you'll see he's talking about the Ten Commandments. But now if you come down to verse 9, notice what he said. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God, and he that abideth in the doctrine of Christ hath both the Father and the Son. The doctrine of Christ was taught in the Gospels. And if you look at Matthew chapter 5, Jesus was teaching the Beatitudes, which is a tenor of the Ten Commandments. Jesus taught the Ten Commandments. That was his doctrine. And this Bible said, if you don't abide in this doctrine, you don't have God. Look at what he said in verse 10. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed, for he that biddeth him Godspeed is partakers of his evil deeds. I want to say to you, to all the ministers who teach against God's holy commandments, teach against God's holy laws, teach and say that we don't have to keep these commandments now. They don't understand the new covenant. They don't understand that all the apostles and all the epistles was based from the Ten Commandments. They don't understand Jesus' teaching, and they are antichrist ministers. And the Bible said, if you bid them Godspeed, you are partakers of their evil deed. To be perfect according to God simply means repent of your sin, call on the Lord, receive his spirit. He'll establish the new covenant in you. And this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will write my laws in their hearts. And when he writes these laws in your heart, all you got to do is walk in the spirit and keep them. And the Bible says in Galatians 5:16, this I say, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. God bless you, and we're going to be bringing you some teaching entitled, If Thou Will Be Perfect. Perfect according to God, not perfect according to man's definition of perfect. This is Apostle Lewis saying we love you, thank God for you, and remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.